Hello and welcome to another edition of Defending the Den. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? What a weekend it was. Hey, it's a little early. Sure, things are going on in life, and the Black Bears have a game tomorrow night. So rather than wait for that, we're going to preview everything in the coming week and then take a trip and hope for the best down there. How about that? So we will go with what we know. We'll start with this weekend. As the Black Bears took on the Philadelphia Rebels for the last time of the regular season, the Rebels, one of the hottest teams in the NAHL, as they were taking down foes left and right. They completed a sweep of Rochester last weekend, and they had their eyes set on the Black Bears. But luckily for the Black Bears, they were ready. They knew things were coming on, and they were prepared to the utmost. And that's what we get here as the Black Bears started early on Friday night as Dmitry Kiber, 120 in. Just gets, he dropped the pass off to Kareem El-Bashir. El-Bashir shot it. It redirected off of Dmitry Kiber. And then away we go. In the net it goes past Jacob Krebicek. And then 1-0 Black Bears. Just a minute and 20 seconds in. Kiber's 15th. Luka Mel got his 16th assist on a great outlet pass to El-Bashir, who had his 22nd assist of the year. Black Bears, again, continued pushing, really setting the tone, really, like, both physically and also offensively, making sure they got a ton of shots on net. Philadelphia, towards the middle part of the frame, did get a little pressure on, but not much seeing Owen Lepak's way, as he had a solid night in net overall. Then with under just about, actually, 3 minutes remaining, 3:04 left in the first, Evan Sofokidis rips one home from the slot for his fourth of the year on the power play during a double minor. Gets himself his fourth of the year. Tyler Stern's 9th assist of the year. Luka Mel's 17th assist. Black Bears up 2-0 going into the intermission. Black Bears continued pouring it on and poured it on a lot in the second, thanks to a fair amount of power plays going their way as well. But not as effective as you would think, but they did pile on the shots out, shooting Philadelphia 20-3. In the second period. 4:19 in the second period, though. Jeremy Tremblay nets his 18th of the year. A great pass from Riley Rue from behind the net. He acted like he was going to go all the way around the net, but thought better of it. Did a little fade pass out in front to Tremblay, who was screeching down the slot. Puts it home for his 18th of the year. Riley Rue's 6th assist. Mike Ergo getting his 13th assist of the year. Black Bears up 3-0. And then less than a minute later, Dmitry Kiber, after a big hit by Mike Ergo. I think it was Brock Jones he put down, a little 8-on-8 violence in that one. He drew the ire of some of the Rebels who went over to Ergo as he was changing. They lost track of the puck. Dmitry Kiber picks up picks up a loose puck, fires it home for his 16th of the year. Assists go to Kareem El-Bashir, his 23rd, and Sam Stitz, his 12th. Black Bears up 4-0 in short time. And then, again, the penalties started to come left, right, and center for Philadelphia. Black Bears able to put pressure on and then finally break through again with another power play goal. Tremblay at the side of the net. Tyler Stern works down the right side, passes it to Matthew Croxall in that high slot position, who puts it right to the back door for Jeremy Tremblay, who nets his 19th of the year, second of the game, to make it 5-0 with under 3 minutes remaining in the frame. Croxall's 9th assist, Stern's 10th assist. Black Bears up 5-0, and then they shut it down from there, only allowing 6 shots in the second and third period combined, a total of 12 shots overall. Did not have a penalty kill against them. The only penalty they got was one that offset with a Philadelphia Rebel penalty, and there you go. A solid effort as the Black Bears win 5-0. Only pack 12 saves for the shutout, his third of the year, and Black Bears get a big victory, especially considering that Maine lost earlier in the day to Danbury, so that increased their points lead over Maine. Saturday, however, had a little bit of a different feel to it, as the Black Bears knew they were going to get a lot coming from Philadelphia, and Philadelphia really took it to the Black Bears by and large in that first period. Their forecheck was activated very early, given the Black Bears' defense fits, a couple turnovers in the defensive zone that Philly tried to capitalize on, but Owen Lepak was solid in that first 20 minutes, able to keep his sheet clean for the time being. We'll get to what happened later on. But Jesse Horacek got the party started for the Black Bears, 7:20 into the first period, just wiring home a nice little shot. Just a great rip from him for his 16th of the year. Mike Gergo's 14th assist. Riley Rue's 7th assist. The Black Bears up 1-0. Less than 2 minutes later on the power play, Jesse Horacek strikes again. He has a wide open net on a big rebound. Everyone was flopping and flying, trying to get it in front of the net. It pops out to Horacek, who was on the left faceoff dot. He rips it into the open cage for his 17th of the year. Sam Stitz with his 13th assist. David Utkin, his 6th assist. Black Bears up 2-0 in short time. But Philadelphia tried to build off that. They were, again, activating their forecheck to pretty decent success, given the Black Bears' defense fits, making them, you know, cause turnovers, cause icings, everything like that, not allowing the Black Bears to have real sustainable pressure after that second Horacek goal. And we go into break. Black Bears up 2-0 after one period of play. Then Philadelphia decided to they decided to really step up their game in the second period. 4:25 into the second period, Bryce Strand breaks in from the defense. Charles Panchisian finds a nice little slot for him. Pretty much feathers it through for Strand's second of the year, makes it 2-1. And then moments after that, Josh Galizia gets his 4th of the year. Just on a tic-tac-toe passing play around the zone. Black Bears couldn't get it out. Philly keeps it in, and Galizia gets his 4th of the year, tied up at 2. Philly outshot Maryland 14-10 in that frame, and were able to get 2 goals back. Luckily, there wasn't any more after that, so the Black Bears go into the second intermission tied up at 2. But in the third period, again, a big situation for Philly, activating their forecheck in a big way, able to use their transition game as well, as they were quick on the puck to get Braden Frick his 4th goal of the year. Luke Menard was in the corner, just passed it over to no one was in front of the net. Frick gets his 4th of the year. Philadelphia actually up 3-2 at that point. Maryland kept trying, kept getting a little bit stymied there in terms of just not being able to get in and have sustainable offense. In their zone, they had a power play in the middle of the frame. Couldn't really get much going on that. But when things get tough, the tough get going, and that's what happened late in the frame as Dmitry Kibru wheels down the right side just as Owen Lipak was going to the bench, and just puts a perfect backhand shot over the smallest portion of that L joint in the net, over the shoulder of Owen Crudale, and into the net for his 17th of the year. Sam Stitz, his 14th assist. Evan Sofokidis, his 21st assist. The captain ties the game, and that at least secures a point for the Black Bears in this one. But they were none too pleased with a point. They obviously wanted more, and the Black Bears tried, had a couple chances in overtime, and then Philadelphia had a late power play, very late, with under 30 seconds remaining. Didn't do much with it, didn't get many shots off or any danger off on it. So we go to a shootout. In that shootout, Owen Lipak was solid. Did not flinch when Patty Fortune came in and did his maneuvers. Did not flinch when Charles Panchisian broke in, did his little dipsy do and missed the net completely. Riley Rue scored for the Black Bears with a pretty backhanded shot, and Lipak ends it out as Braden Frick goes off the post and out. Black Bears win this one 4-3, and Black Bears leading in the shots 34-32. So a solid weekend. You kind of saw both sides of what the Black Bears need to get done in terms of when they get to the playoffs. The second straight Saturday where they've had tight checking games and games where they've had to, you know, claw back into it after their opposition got back into the game. So a good character test and character development for this squad on the past two Saturdays, and then the Fridays have been just all out guns a-blazing situation. So the dichotomy of man, as it were, in terms of this. So as we look at it right now, the Black Bears still stand in first place with 79 points. They are 5 points up on the main Nordiques. Rochester Junior Americans are in third with 70 points. Johnstown with 65 points, New Jersey with 63 points. All five of those spots are now clinched. So the Black Bears know at least four other teams are going to be in. The last spot is going to be between Philadelphia and Northeast. Northeast sits at 50 points. Philadelphia at 47. Philadelphia has three games in hand. That is crucial to remember in all of this. So that's going to be down to it. The thing the Black Bears now have to look at is winning, keep on winning to accumulate the points they need in order to stay in the top two so they don't have to worry about that play-in round. So we will see what happens there. Black Bears do face Johnstown on Wednesday, finishing off their four away games at Johnstown. They had the three games right before the holiday break. So now they finish that fourth off one with a random Wednesday game. So they will see if they can't get some more points there, get closer to clinching at least a bye spot in that first play-in round. And then they are at home against Rochester. The Junior Americans come to town for their last time in the regular season. And, you know, they're going to be gunning for one of the first two spots. They have the Black Bears have a game in hand, which will be caught up on Wednesday against Rochester. So we will see how that goes. Yeah, it's a fantastic weekend. Overall, if you can come down to the Den, if there's chances, if there's tickets around, maybe go to tickets.marylandblackbears.com. See if you can't get in to see the exciting action on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 6:30 p.m. And the NHL is bringing some stuff too to Piney Orchard, as there's going to be a nice little museum that will be down there, as the United by Hockey Mobile Museum will be in town. It was just a unique experience. 840 square feet of history with artifacts from players from a wide array of backgrounds, a lot of video components, and also a look at the next generation of superstars as well, with some apparel worn by TJ Oshie, who's an Indigenous American, and Ethan Bear, who's an Indigenous Canadian, and also other Capitals alumni will be highlighted in that. So if you have that, it'll be available to the public 3 to 9 p.m. on Friday and 12 to 7 on Saturday. So if you're going down to the rink, maybe try to get down there early just for the sheer fact that there's going to be that display there, which is supported by the Hockey Hall of Fame and all the other fun stuff that's there. So check that out if you will. Get down there early and maybe we'll see you out there around by that. So yeah, good time. So with the schedule of the Black Bears and myself being the way it is, could not get our usual weekly display of interviews, but we did get some post-game interviews after Saturday's win. First starting off with head coach Clint Millamuck in a bit of a coach's corner, talking about the weekend that was and also talking about the performance of one Dimitri Kiebrew, especially in how he was able to take things over on Saturday night to help the Black Bears get a nice shootout win.
Head coach Clint Millamuck joining me right now. And coach, a gutsy win on Saturday, completing the sweep of Philadelphia. Your assessment of the weekend?
Find a way. I mean, it's this time of year, teams are fighting for something, and they're fighting for a playoff spot. You could tell, like last night we came out like kind of like they did tonight, to be honest. It's almost like we swapped roles and but our captain stepped up in a big way late in the game, and we just kept, you know, telling them after the 40-minute mark, in between periods, just stick with it and just stay positive and have the right messages. And I thought the voices were great on the bench. They kept saying the right things, and we pretty much rolled four lines too. So everyone's in. Let's just find someone to be on the ice at the right time, and our captain came through.
And Dimitri Kiebrew went there coming through. Sam Stiss had a solid weekend. Trace Johnson, a lot of leadership, a lot of guys who were here last year. How valuable is that for you to tell these new guys how this playoff is going to look at?
Well, no better way to learn than be on a bench with guys that you can hear the messages. You know, and they're delivering the same messages as captains from years past. So it's fun to be part of it and kind of hear the way messages are being delivered by new captains, new voices, and seeing guys kind of grow into their roles, and now they're. The first is exciting to be a captain and a leader. Then all of a sudden it's like, well, the coach has a lot they throw at us and a lot of responsibilities. And it's fun seeing how they handle it. They do a really good job.
When you look at that, you know, big weekend from Dimitri, you had a big weekend from Jesse, Jeremy as well. To have everybody firing on all cylinders right now, it's got to be a real good feeling for you too.
Yeah, that's what you want. You want your top guys to get some good touches and some good looks. Be on the score sheet and get them confident going into playoffs. And you kind of see, like, in practice, and it's been a long year. It always is. It's a long grind in this league, and it's a long season. But You got to try and find a way to get kind of like snap them into it. And that's the goal for the coaches. How do we trick these guys into not only this is playoff mode now? And the easiest way, to be honest, is your opponents. And they come in and we just tell them we're not going to have an easy one because, you know, we have guys chasing us. And we're getting every night we tell them we're getting – we always ask, what kind of effort do you think we're getting? Their best. Why? Because they're chasing us. Yeah, so it's a good test for us. It's not easy to be a winner, and it hurts, and it's frustrating at times, and it's not easy, and it's a lot of responsibility, and they're doing a good job.
Rolls right along. You got two teams that just clinched their playoff spot in Johnstown and are one-off, and then Rochester comes into town right now. Obviously, same mentality as usual, but it's going to be the big thing to keep these legs going through 5 games in 8 days.
Just, you know, the one thing we talked about that I thought we struggled with tonight was don't mess up the easy plays. I thought we made things complicated on simple, like, 5-foot passes or touches, or even within our structure. A couple of times we look on the ice and, like, we're not in our structure at all when we don't have the puck. And so mentally we were a little bit off, so we're going to focus on that again next week and also, you know, put together a game plan. And it's not going to be that much different. It's just, like, let's limit our mistakes because I thought we made too many tonight and almost cost us. But due to Philly playing really good too.
Head coach Clint Millock.
Next up, Jeremy Tremblay, who had 2 goals this weekend on Friday night, played a solid weekend. Talk a little bit about the weekend as well as his chemistry between himself, Tyler Stern, and Matthew Kroxel.
Jeremy Tremblay of the Maryland Black Bears joining me right now. And Jeremy, what a weekend. Guys had a big game on Friday, come from behind victory on Saturday. Your thoughts on the weekend?
I just thought we played well. I mean, obviously the second game after you can say destroying a team is always harder. We saw it in New Hampshire last weekend. But we had a tough goal. They, you know, built up a couple goals, but we came back and we were just solid. We stuck to it and we won in shootouts. So it was just a good team win and a good playoff win, in my opinion.
What was the biggest thing said in between periods, between the second and third period, to get you guys going? It was a rough second period for you guys, but you guys came out pretty strong, though, in the third.
I think it was just systems. Like, there's a couple things that we weren't doing great that we were supposed to do that, you know, are just a part of our game plan, and we weren't doing them. So just come back to the basics in between periods, that I think it just set the tone for the third.
You've been working really well with Matthew Kroxel and Tyler Stern. How's the chemistry on your side of things? You guys seem to be clicking very well right now.
Yes, I like it. Personally, I like it. I mean, Sterny's really... he talks a lot, very talkative. He communicates all the time on the ice, so it's just easy to play with him. And Kroxel is obviously a great player, so I think we have some good chemistry between us three.
Now, you guys mentioned the playoff mentality, the playoff feeling. How's that going into it? You guys still have a couple more games left. They're going to be very high tension games between Johnstown and then going into Rochester. What's the mentality like for you guys just playoff wise? Is it just go, go, go?
Oh, yeah, win out.
Yeah.
We want to win out, and obviously we've seen it all throughout the season. Like, we get the best out of every team, but it's even harder now because we get the best playoff, like, type feel in every game. So it's really hard, but it gets us ready for the playoffs, and we're there for it.
I'm sure the home ice atmosphere really helps you guys too. The crowd's really rocking this weekend.
100%. Oh, yeah, the crowd is... it's such a big advantage. Like, just to play in your home rink, it's already a big advantage. But when you pack a crowd like that, and the energy that they bring, it definitely gives you a couple more seconds in your shift, a couple more hits.
Jeremy Tremblay of the Maryland Black Bears.
And Trace Johnson, defenseman for the Maryland Black Bears, joining me to talk about just the veteran experience in the room, and also the experience that some of the guys have in playoffs, and being able to translate that over to the guys who have not experienced the NAHL East Division playoffs so far.
Black Bears defenseman Trace Johnson joining me right now. And Trace, that was another gritty weekend for you guys, coming out with 4 points, but Saturdays seem to be tougher and tougher. What was the big thing to get control of the game on Saturday against a good Philly team?
I think it was just we had a bad second period, and I think it was just coming together as a team in that third and not giving up once they got that third one.
Mm-hmm.
And keep pushing forward.
And what was the thing said between the second and the third? Because, yeah, that was a little bit of a tough second period, but how did you guys wrangle it all together?
We just need to be more physical. I feel like they're being more physical than us, and they're a smaller team than us. And I think we just need to, like, keep it more simple, too, as we're going forward, because it's starting to become playoff hockey, and games just get tougher and tougher.
Yeah, you're going to get the best out of a lot of teams right now. How do you think you guys have been coping with this playoff hockey?
I think we've been doing well. We've had guys with our team last year, and we know how it is. So we've just been telling the other guys how it's going to be. Like, it's not going to be blowouts. It's going to be close games.
And how do you think that helps you guys, especially having the veteran presence you guys have and the run that you guys made last year?
I think it helps a lot because we know, like, what it's like to be there and, like, just keep going forward. And Clint's been saying the same thing.
You guys got to have a tough week ahead. You got Johnstown in a one-off game and then back against Rochester, two teams who just clinched a playoff spot. Going to be that same kind of atmosphere. What's the mentality going into this to make sure you guys come out with this winning streak still intact?
Knowing that we're going to get their best effort and just keep doing what we've been doing, play our game, and we should be fine.
Trace Johnson of the Maryland Black Bears.
Thanks to Clint, Jeremy, and Trace for taking some time out, especially after a game, and talking with me. Also, thanks to Jess and Chris of the Black Bears for providing accommodations and everything that's involved with that to talk to these guys. It's a fun treat. The Black Bears will have at least one former Black Bear alumni in a championship NCAA championship as former associate head coach. Kim Weiss is going to be there with the Trinity Bantams as they reach the D3 Final Four, Frozen Four, I guess you can say, because the NCAA holds that copyright. She is the assistant coach of the Trinity College Bantams, and they have reached the Final Four, Frozen Four. So congratulations to her and the Trinity College for that. It should be exciting to see what they can do. They've had a solid season all year, and they're hoping to end out the season strong as well with a nice little championship for themselves. That'd be a nice little cherry on top now, wouldn't it? Christian Catalano had two assists, one on Friday, one on Saturday, to help the RIT Tigers get to the AHA final, as that will take place, I do believe, next week. And him and Kevin Scott, former Black Bear alumni, going to be heading off to that one. So congratulations to them on that one. Brandon Piku had the lone goal for Lake Superior State, as they drop 4-1 to Bemidji in the CCHA tournament. That will be the end of the season for Piku, and also goaltender and also defenseman Jack Planchette and goaltender William Hackinson as well. There's another Lake Superior guy Brian Huggins also. His season done for Lake Superior State this season. We'll kind of go over what the players have done in the off season so far, or through their season overall. Josh Nixon had an assist on Saturday night, but Union was unable to beat Dartmouth, as Dartmouth takes both games in this one. Cooper Black, a solid performance for him, as he made 24 saves on Saturday and 23 saves on Friday to get the big win. Big wins there, and that pushes them to the ECHA semifinals this coming weekend. So more Black Bears action going for that. RPI also is done for the season, as they dropped both their games this weekend in the play-in to Quinnipiac. So that is done for them, as Brad McNeil wraps up his first season at RPI. And also Jack Brackett as well, finishing up his senior season, if I'm not mistaken. So, a couple more Black Bears we'll have to talk about in our wrap-up segment overall. But that's a little brief dab into the situations there for MMB alumni. So that's it. That's all. We'll get a chat out of here. Enjoy the rest of your week. Wednesday night game at Johnstown. If you're not going up to Johnstown for that, you can watch on NAHLTV.com. And they'll be back at home on Friday and Saturday as they take on the Rochester Junior Americans for some much-needed positioning situation. So go out there, cheer on your Black Bears. Tickets.MarylandBlackBears.com is where you can find it. And, that's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Defending the Den, part of the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction and Podcast Monsters, at Defending Den MBB on Twitter, and also ClutchingCrabHockey.com for reviews and stuff there. So that's it. That's all. You guys have a great rest of your week. We will talk to you next time through three games to cover, and I'm sure it'll be a humdinger. So you guys be well, be safe, be happy, and we'll talk to you next time through. Peace.